The U.S. Supreme Court shocked many people Friday morning by overturning Roe v. Wade, the landmark 1973 decision that legalized abortion across that country. It's become up to each state to decide whether or not to ban medical or surgical abortions. Although this doesn't impact Canadian women directly, it does embolden anti-choice groups and sentiments, worries Roz Gunn, director of communications and advocacy for YWCA Cambridge. I think they are going to take this as a signal that their notions of rights and reproductive rights are true. It has ripple effects. I don't see it playing out in policy in Canada, but I see it influencing prevailing narratives and emboldening anti-choice advocates or groups here in Canada, says Gunn. I do worry we're going to see a resurgence of those groups, at our clinics and at our healthcare centers. The news that came out Friday upset the team at YWCA Cambridge, who Gunn said work hard to fight for equal rights and help women with their sexual health in Cambridge. It's not necessarily going to mean abortions aren't going to happen, it means unsafe abortions are going to happen, and that's the scariest thing. YWCA Cambridge is hoping not to see any more anti-choice protesters at its doorsteps, but Gunn thinks it will start happening more now that Roe v. Wade was overturned. In a statement provided to Cambridge Today from the Right to Life Cambridge Group spokesperson, Camilla Gunnarsson, they stated they were thrilled with the decision made. We hope the effects of this momentous decision trickle into Canada, in which our nation will one day recognize the harm abortion has done to women and society, and thus restore legal protection to the preborn child in the womb. We work toward a future where every woman has the support and resources she needs to bring her child to life. Women deserve better than abortion. Gunn hopes the news coming out today will generate collective action and open a broader conversation in Canada about equal access to abortion care. It's beyond time we treat abortion like healthcare, because that's what it is. Abortions are healthcare, and it's just infuriating to see these types of decisions and see rights clawed back, said Executive Director of Shore Center, T.K. Pritchard. The Shore Center helps not only women in Waterloo region but women across the province get access to sexual health care and help them when they're pregnant. The news is not unexpected, but it's still devastating. This is such a big blow to abortion access, not just in the States but beyond that. I think it's really difficult news to grapple with, and it's definitely having an impact on our entire team today. In May, Pritchard spoke about the barriers still remaining in Canada for abortion access. They mentioned that it can be hard for people in smaller communities to find care in Canada, often having to travel long distances. In Canada, many women get sent to the U.S. for later-term pregnancy abortion care and access. This decision changes the ability for those women to access care as well, as the states that do keep abortion access will start to have longer wait times, making it more challenging, as it is a time-sensitive issue, added Pritchard. It's a really common misconception that abortion is easily accessible in Canada, but the reality is a lot of folks don't have access to them. People travel quite far, so the logistics can be really difficult, as well as the stigma and anti-choice beliefs. Pritchard and others at the Shore Center worry the news will embolden local anti-choice groups, like Right to Life Cambridge, creating more stigma and limiting access by validating conversations about anti-choice sentiments. I know our partners across the country, and definitely our partners in the U.S., there has been a rise of anti-choice sentiments in their community. We really need to focus on increasing access, and now we're likely going to be focused on responding to these pieces, added Pritchard. Raise your voices in rage. In solidarity. Be infuriated that anyone believes they can regulate and restrict our bodies. Our choices. We're here with you in anger. In grief. In the knowledge that we will never stop fighting. Shore Center, at SHORE Center WR. June 24, 2022. The Shore Center is planning a rally for next Wednesday to support women and equal abortion access across the country, while protesting against the recent decision that overturned women's rights in the U.S. Friday.